Car insurance up a whopping 55% in Biden-Harris admins America. By Hannah Knudsen on September 18, 2024. Car insurance rates have skyrocketed under the leadership of President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, and Americans are feeling the squeeze. Data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show that car insurance prices rose 55% from January 2021, when Biden and Harris first took office, to July 2024, the last year of their first term. Once again, their policies are to blame. As Breitbart News previously reported, Americans' auto insurance rates are rapidly rising due to the pro-migration policies of Biden and Harris, putting millions of these new migrant drivers, often without driver training or English language lessons, on the road, increasing risk. As Breitbart News detailed, since 2021, Biden has imported roughly 10 million legal, illegal, and quasi-legal migrants. The huge inflow has stalled wages and raised housing costs and has also imposed many other civic and social costs on ordinary Americans. Americans are providing real-life examples, too. Dustin Geisel, who lives in Springfield, Ohio, the center of controversy due to the influx of Haitian migrants, uploaded a video on TikTok on September 8 and said there has been an enormous amount of car accidents because they don't know how to drive. So, now, because of that, my car insurance has gone up significantly, he revealed. I might as well be taking out another car payment at this point just to cover my cars. But the government makes it so that you have to have car insurance, he continued. So, I thought, you know, I'm going to shop around and see if I can find a cheaper rate. And all of the other insurance companies have given me the same rate, if not more, so, I don't have a chance, he added. The inflationary nightmare in the auto sector does not end there, either. Gas is up 50% since Biden and Harris took office, reaching an all-time record high of $5.016 on June 14, 2022. Additionally, new car prices have jumped 19% since Biden and Harris took office, according to Consumer Price Index, CPI, data, not seasonally adjusted. In that same time frame, prices of used cars and trucks rose 20%. Further, the average price of motor vehicle maintenance and repair has gone up 30% since January 2021. This is hardly the only example of rising prices in the Biden-Harris administration's America. Americans are feeling it every time they go to the grocery store. The basic household staple, eggs, is up 147%. Ground beef is up 26%, and groceries as a whole are up 22%. Harris's running mate, Governor Tim Walz, DMN, remains relatively clueless, unable to explain what he and Harris would do to help Americans financially. Reporter, what do you tell people who wake up each morning wondering how am I going to get by financially? Timothy Walz, Kamala and I are middle-class folks. pic.twitter.com/uses7qfdnz. Trump War Room, at Trump War Room, September 17, 2024. Earlier in September, Walz actually told Michigan's Fox 17 WXMI that Americans are better economically than they were 4 years ago, bizarrely accusing former President Donald Trump of decimating the middle class. He decimated the middle class. He made it more difficult. He put more burdens on middle-class folks. He doesn't have any plan for things like childcare and an economy that matters to people, Walz claimed.